Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time, and we kick off with Martin Kellner on his weekend extra time show with a football question for his guest.
Just finally, on the World Cup, we've been talking a wee bit in the show earlier on about Qatar. What are the chances of Mexico? Mexico have qualified for the World Cup. Decent team.
Thanks, Martin. Chat next week.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Wait to the tournament.
Re-anti Mexico, whoever that was, didn't want to talk about them.
Staying with the World Cup, this was Ray Parlour with Laura Woods on Breakfast.
Where's England in this for you, do you think, in terms of favourites?
Well, the group is no problem. Yeah. It should be no... If there's a problem in
famous
this group...
Last words.
Then you've got a problem.
Yeah, well, yeah, you'll be out. That's the problem.
Yeah, I've got the problem. Yeah, but getting through the group ain't one. Of course, Ray isn't the only co-host Laura has on Breakfast. There's also the former Rangers and Scotland striker. What's his name again?
Hello and welcome to the show. It's 7.55 and it's TalkSport Breakfast. Hello, good morning. Are you having a great Tuesday morning? It's Laura
Woods
and Ali Moist.
Ali Moist.
It was hot in the studio.
It was. Ali Moist. That's the boy. Yeah.
Here's Paul Coyte now on Early Breakfast, and he can occasionally be a touch harsh to the callers.
Right now, I believe Don's going to play with us. Morning, Don.
Morning, man.
Good. Where are you, Don? I guess you're scum.
Bit harsh, really. Especially as you're just guessing, you scum. I mean, you don't know that for a fact, Paul.
He didn't sound it.
But there we are. Now, Paul Coyte works at Tottenham. He's obviously a big Spurs fan. Mm. As was this caller listing all of the current squad members. It was Richie, Kulusevski, Romero.
We've had injuries, yeah. Ricky's been out. We got Kulusevski out. He's just come back. You know, Romario's been injured.
Yeah, or Ricky, Kulusevski, or
Harry Cohn.
Harry Cohn. Yeah, that's right. Ben Dovies. That doesn't really sound right, does it?
It doesn't really.
No. Doesn't really sound right. So, what's next, Andy?
It's Alan Brazil chatting to comedian Lee Mack on Breakfast.
They all came down to watch it and they were all a bit lashed up.
It's like a
jolly day out. They all joined in as well, which hasn't really happened at the opera for a while.
Hosting their own variety show as well. Yeah.
What's the Royal Variety?
Variety is the spice of life.
I'm sure it is. Is it like the Royal Variety performance, the Royal Variety show?
It is.
Is it in Variety? Is it, maybe it's on a similar note, this is Alan previewing the rugby.
Yep, so the Autumn Nations series continues this weekend and England will be hoping to bounce back at Twitten.
Have they moved then, England?
Twitten.
Is it at Twitten Albion's ground?
There's Witten and then there's Twickenham, so perhaps it's in between.
It's at Twitten Albion's. They play the games there, yeah. The rugby's not as popular as it used to be, clearly.
Jim White now, talking Arsenal and leading us in the hokey-cokey.
Arteta has been repeatedly seen leaving his technical area during matches. I mean, he gets very animated and he moves about. In, out, in, out. Shake it all about, do the okey-cokey
and you turn around. Lovely to see Simon doing the okey-cokey in the studio. He just lets it all hang out. This was a competition entrant on Drive about to play to win a new car. What a fantastic prize. And understandably, with that in mind, the guy could barely contain himself.
Next up, we can say hello to Adam. Adam, hello, how are you?
I'm all right, yep.
Okay, you excited about it?
Yeah, got flies and all that.
Put your back into it, mate. It's a car. It's great, isn't it?
I think Andy sensed he wasn't that excited. No. This is Dean Saunders and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar reminiscing about Leicester's post-title winning season.
he used to like rat around in midfield to allow
Ring. Around?
Yeah, he used to rat around. Where he made a mistake, Ranieri, a little bit of a mistake, he brought salami in.
Yeah, he did give him indigestion. Yeah.
The dietitian wasn't happy.
He made it difficult. Really. It's quite fatty. It's quite a fatty meat, isn't it, really, the salami? Is that what he meant? I'm not altogether sure he did. Here's a caller discussing new Southampton manager Nathan Jones.
I don't get Nathan Jones. I say, when he got sacked from Stoke, he was the next big thing before he went to Stoke. So I don't know if he's a bit of a one-club pony.
Not sure one-club pony works, really. No. As he said it, he knew it didn't really work, but he had nowhere pulling out, did he, I guess?
Lizzie Kelly, lads. She must have gone to pony club.
Yeah, she would have gone to pony club. Yes.
This is betting expert Dave Stevens on Weekend Breakfast.
I still think it's a massive ask to get past City at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, if it's fairly, you know, open at the top, or sorry, if it's fairly close, if it's wide, so, what am I trying to say?
What should I have a bet on? I don't know. I had three bets in the last 10 seconds. Covered all bases.
You did.
Jamie O'Hara now, pointing you in the direction of TalkSport's autumn international rugby commentaries.
Ireland are hosting world champion South Africa. Tim Crocker hosting with commentary from Russ Hargreaves and former British and Irish Lions centre Gordon D'Arcy.
Gordon D'Arcy? Yeah, we all know, remember the great Gordon D'Arcy. And it does explain why it took Jamie so long to do the talking book of Pride and Prejudice. He was there for hours. Can we just try? It's D'Arcy, love. Okay, let's try it again. Mr. D'Arcy. No, it's D'Arcy, Jamie. 5 hours late, it was like toast. Anyway.
And finally, Alan Brazil had a huge guest on his breakfast show this morning, and obviously they gave him the big build-up.
Quite rightly.
Johnson turns inside the penalty area, gets it across for Rooney!
Yes!
England have equalised with Wayne Rooney's goal!
I was in squads with him with England and training with him, and he was outstanding. All-time England goal scorer, all-time Manchester United top goal scorer. For me, the best ever England player.
Having him just there, having his presence around the squad, it's a massive influence, not only for the young players, for all the players, and it makes you kind of want to do the same and want to repeat what they've done.
Wayne Rooney becomes, if there was ever any doubt before, a Manchester United legend with his 250th goal. It's an all-time club record, and what do you know, it was a brilliant goal.
To play as long as he did at the level he did, I mean, people forget that he came on the scene at 17 consistently all the way till he left to go to America. For me, yeah, he's the best player ever played for England.
Rooney for goal number 50 for England. And history, it's Rooney against Sommer. Rooney scores! He's done it!
Yeah, he's Manchester United, England's all-time leading goal scorer. I'm pleased to say that England and Manchester United ledge Wayne Rooney joins us now. Wayne, a very good morning. Wayne, good morning. We'll get him back in a minute.
They had to play the whole thing again.
We'll get him back in a minute. Yeah, fantastic.
Why didn't they include 1-1 record and Sir Bobby Charlton in that little montage? I can't believe it.
They should definitely have done that. Anyway, thank you to everybody who suggested clips this week. They were Stuarty Boy, Jim Shelley, Alan Jenkins, Dave C, Roger in Durham, Frank Sev, W.G. Dickens, Rob Munro, Mark Coates, or was it Mark Quartes? I don't know. Mm. Old Clumsy, Chris Shelt, and Phil Barwise.
Well done.
So, if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do get in touch with us. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSH&J. That's TSHANDJ. All we need from you is a day and a time when you heard it go out on TalkSport, TalkSport 2, wherever, and we'll have a listen back. And if it's played, you'll get the credit.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.